Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to another edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. It has been a minute since we have recorded one of these, but it has been a pretty much a dead sprint as 2025 got started with bowl season, getting prepped for baseball, transfer portal, and now spring ball will be here before we know it. But we're back talking some recruiting as the 2026 cycle is well underway. And On3 just released its newly updated On300 rankings. We'll get into some notable names in there and talk to our good buddy Cody Belair about those names and who Ole Miss fans should be paying attention to. But before we do that, do want to remind you, as always, show brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. Go check them out in-store, online. They've got you covered. Roback, roback.com. They will have Ole Miss apparel for next football season. They've got a lot of Mississippi centric stuff. They got stuff with the state of Mississippi on it. You got a little Magnolia on there, but they're going to have Ole Miss stuff next football season. They have told me that. But you can still go there and get any kind of polo you want. Use promo code JUICE and get 20% off. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our good friends at Homefield Apparel, homefieldapparel.com. They've got an Ole Miss line. Coach's polo, coach's pullover. They've got a coach's jacket. They've got t-shirts, hats, all of that. Make sure to use promo code LASTDANCE24 and you get 15% off your first purchase. All right. Without further ado, let's bring in our good buddy, Cody Belair. Cody, good afternoon and happy 2026 On300 update, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's always an exciting time dropping some rankings. Everyone always has really positive feedback, so that's always the good thing with those. So that's exciting. But, you know, the fun part about 2026 and doing like a new update like this is there's a long way to go in this recruiting process and this evaluation process. So, you know, basically with this update that's different compared to our last update, is I think it was in October is when we touched the 2026 class last time. And with that update, that was in October. So there was only like three or four games played in the junior season for these guys. Now with this update, we've got a full junior season, a couple in-camp exposures, a couple all-star game exposures. So it's nice to get like a full slate with this ranking. So it was a good update, man. It was a good update.
I'm glad you mentioned that. We've talked about this before, but I mean we'll talk about it again. You mentioned the camps. You know, a lot of times people will ask me, which, you know, my first response is I don't control the rankings. But when they ask me, you know, my personal opinion, I always say, man, go to camps and compete. I think, you know, yourself, Charles, the guys at Rivals 24/7, they love that. I've talked to everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, dude, it's just a matter of, I mean, for the kids, right? It's one, it's a great way for exposure because if you go to these camps, especially like the Under Armour ones and the ESPN ones and stuff like that, like these nationally like syndicated camps, all the every P4, and I would want to say most of the G5 schools have access to that film and access to that data. So if you want to get your face in front of those schools, that's the best way to do it outside of like showing up to their camps in the summer. So yeah, it's extremely valuable for them, but especially for us, man. You see all these cats side by side, rep after rep after rep. You get an idea of the body types. You get an idea of the movement skills. You get an idea of the positional traits. Like, those are extremely valuable for us.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people know, like you mentioned, the Under Armour, the Nike, you know, the opening, all 22, Elite 11, all that. Like, you're getting legitimate, verified height, weight, you know, 40 time, broad jump, shuttle, three cone, all of that. It's not like, you know, well, so-and-so put it in their Twitter bio, so I guess that's what it is. Like, no, it's confirmed. So that's big right, too. Because coaches want to know that, because you're like, well, I run a 4.5, and coaches are like, okay, we'll see. We'll get mm-hmm. you to campus. We'll see if you run a 4.5. So
absolutely. The thing I think that's different too, that a lot of people I don't realize, is on this side of things, as someone that was on the team side, now doing the ranking side, I have more in-person exposures for these kids than colleges do. Mm-hmm. Like, colleges can't go to these camps and see these kids with their own eyeballs. But like, we can. I can go to this. I can go to schools for summer camps. I can go to the games. Like, I can go to as many of those as I want. So yeah, it's very valuable, and it's very helpful for us to be able to see these kids run and move around, because that's unbelievably valuable for our side of things, just because I can actually watch the kid physically develop and move yeah. with my own eyeballs. So it's nice, man. It's just a nice part of the puzzle.
Yeah. The good thing, the loophole for coaches, is if you have a son.
Totally.
It's like, I've seen Coach Boom.
Yeah, you can go see a family member, and I think you can go to your alma mater. I think those are the two loopholes that it's like, I think if you went to, like, I went to Cinco Ranch High School, I think I can roll up to Cinco High if I was working for a team and be like, yep, I'm just coming see my old school. Like,
and
okay.
And you know who is going to take full advantage of that? When one Knox Kiffin starts going to camps, you know Lane is going to be there.
1,000,000,000,000%.
And why would
you should exactly? That's exactly where I was going. I was like, you absolutely should. That's a card you can play for 4 years. Use it. Don't absolutely. Be afraid. Use it. That's really right. Funny.
Because yeah, you know, what is time? I mean, Knox is about to be a freshman or a sophomore, I think.
Crazy.
Yeah. Transferring to Oxford. All right. So let's jump into it. We're going to get to the Mississippi guys first, but we got to get to the heavy hitter. One of the top targets on the board, premium position. That's Landon Duckworth, quarterback out of Jackson, Alabama. Two-sport guy. I believe they're still playing basketball right now. I think they're in the Final Four. Won a state championship last year in basketball, won a state championship in football. Ole Miss is kind of pulled away. I mean, in terms of if we're going to use some cycling jargon, Ole Miss has dropped everyone, and they are pulling away, going up the mountain. Still early. I think Duckworth wants to take his OVs, but if you made me pick right now, and my pick's already in, I would pick Ole Miss. But what have you seen from him, either on tape or in person?
Yeah, I mean, Landon Duckworth is a super fun tape to watch. I mean, this is a guy with legit pocket mobility, legit escapability. This is a guy that can create from the pocket and outside the pocket. He throws with fantastic touch and has plenty of arm strength. And we really like that he can throw it from multiple arm angles. You know, he threw for nearly 3,500 yards last year with a 66% completion percentage, 39 touchdowns to 10 picks ratio, and he ran for 12 on the ground. I mean, this kid is an absolute playmaker. And I think the area of growth for him would probably be in consistency and like general accuracy. I wasn't at Under Armour Atlanta personally, but our director of rankings, Charles Power, was. And he's got such a damn good eye for quarterbacks. Like, he mentioned out there that Atlanta, he was at Atlanta, and that Duckworth had some accuracy issues, but you know, ultimately, we feel like this kid has the physical tools, the athletic tools to ultimately be successful at the next level. But he's also got great touch and feel for the position that I think it raises his floor as well. So this, I think, is not only a safe option, but a guy with a high ceiling as well, man. He's really toolsy, and we really like what he could become.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it. Billy's talked about it. Really, really, really fun guy to watch. You know, the I feel like the term now, you use it. I feel like everybody uses it. He's got a lot of juice. He's the kind of guy that videographers probably like making hype videos for.
For sure. And yes. I mean, like, it's his ability to not only play within the structure, but play in the chaos as well. He's very good on both sides of the coin, which is invaluable at this point. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a scout. I don't pretend to be, but just my amateur eyeballs, he never looks rattled. Always mm-hmm. just looks composed, very relaxed when he's running around creating, you know, off platform. Like it's never a frenetic pace. It's not, you know, mm-hmm. any panic. He's just very chill. So you love that in a quarterback. Yeah. Between the ears, you got to have it.
And I think part of that comes too is being confident in your own ability. Like, I think even when things break down, he knows he has the athleticism to escape. He know he has the arm talent to throw it from one, multiple arm angles, two, off platform, three, if he has to drive the ball, he can. So I think part of that confidence just comes in knowing his ability as a player.
Yeah. Let's stay in Jackson. His backfield mate, Xavier Crowell, recently reclassified. Ole Miss quickly went to see him. Lane Kiffin and Kevin Smith went to visit with him and Duckworth. Ole Miss is behind right now. He's got Georgia. He's got Alabama. I'm sure Auburn's in the mix. He's got a lot of big-time offers, but a guy that's, again, another juice boy. Fun to watch. Kind of one of those, like, I don't want to say he's not as thick as Darren Sproles, but like low to the ground, good pad level and can really, you know, side to side can really move. But you love him as a guy that reclassified. It's most of the time it's kind of dicey. It's risky. But, you know, with the age, he's not super young. But yeah, I mean, his clock's ticking now as he is a 26. Mm-hmm. But what do you like about Crowell?
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned it, right? Like, we talked before hopping on here, like, how much of a fan we are of Xavier Crowell. But even to your point with the reclassification, he is technically now slotted in the correct age group, right? This is a guy that's birthday lines up just right with the 2026 class. But the limitation of reclassifying is just the lack of a year of tape, right? You lose a whole season of games and technical refinement in your game. So that's really a bummer, but I tell you what, I mean, the kid's already 5'10 plus, 200 plus pounds. He's got a 10, 700 meter, a 22.3 200 meter under his belt. And he ran for 2,000 yards last year, averaging almost 12 a carry and scored 31 touchdowns. I mean, Zach, this kid's good as shit. Like he's got the burst, the top end speed, the wiggle and contact balance. He can run between the tackles. He can bounce it outside. I would love to see how he develops as a pass catcher and maybe how his body matures since he is already 200 pounds. But the guy that we see right now, regardless of a reclassification, is the real deal.
Yeah, I can't remember the name, but it was a prominent prep. A guy that covers prep sports in Alabama. And they said that he was one of the more complete running back prospects to come out that guy can remember. And that's, you know, being super young. So, yeah, Ole Miss again, like I said, I think they're trying to go for the two piece and try to get Duckworth and him. And, it's going to be tough. It's an uphill battle, but, still a really fun guy to keep track of. But speaking of fun, Let's talk about a guy in Tristan Keys. We saw him at OT7 finals, which, my God, speaking of time, it does not exist. Flat circle.
Gosh, no kidding.
OT7 finals feels like it was 4 years ago.
100%.
We saw him, and you and I both were just kind of giggling because he was just making people look silly. I think the meteoric rise is very, very well deserved and earned. He's been tearing it up, but you guys are really high on him. And I'll say this, and then I'll hand you the mic. I feel like this recruitment is very, very, very eerily similar to Caleb Cunningham, where it was It was all over the place national. Ole Miss was kind of in the background, lurking in the shadows. He's made it very clear to me that, look, he's booked all these OVs, but he's going to go to Ole Miss. And that seems to be the case with a lot of these guys. With their in-state, they just drive up. They don't have to book a flight and a hotel. And Caleb, in last cycle, he went and took his OV after he committed. So he took his time. But I think Tristan Keyes, I'm going to be pretty bullish on him ending up in this class with Lane Kiffin, because I think him and George McDonald and Kelvin Bolden and Alex Brown, they know how important he is. But I mean, we've seen him plenty, but in terms of his rise to the top 10, what was kind of the tipping point for you and Charles to put him all the way up there?
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, this is a down year in the receiver group as a whole. But if you're the number one wideout in the country, you're not a slap, right? Like, there's no slappies that rise up and earn that spot. He's done more than earn that spot. You know, he's a kid that has fantastic tape. He attacks the football. He's somebody that's a smooth route runner. He's got amazing body control, especially for his size. And he can take the top off of a defense, too. But the thing that's really stood out to me, like, specifically, is the competitor that Tristan Keyes is. I mean, listen to this, Zach. Like, this is a kid that after an entire junior season, he goes and competes at the Under Armour All-American game and competes there for a week, okay? Takes a week off and then flies to Hawaii for the Poly Bowl, which, like, yes, it's Hawaii, but you're still going there and, like, working out and competing and going against the best of the best, right? Then the day after the Poly Bowl game, he makes an 11-hour flight to Orlando to show up and play in a 7-on-7 tournament where he played 5 games in a row. That's not normal, especially for a guy that's already a top 10 player in the country. He's cut from a different cloth, man. Like, he's something else. He really is that special, not only of like a physical and athletic talent, but he's a flat-out gamer.
Yeah, to have the energy and metabolism of a 17-year-old.
God, no kidding, dude. Like, I mean, he's running out there. In Chad, I mean, I was with Chad Simmons out there. Chad literally goes up to him and is like, "Are you good?" And the kid basically replies to Chad. He's like, "I'm really tired, but, like, what am I going to do? Not go out and, like..."
Yeah.
He's like, "What am I going to do? Not show up?" And yeah, the answer is yes. You don't have to do that. But he doesn't view it that way. Like, he made a commitment to the 7-on-7 team. He literally flew in the first day of competition and landed too late to show up to the games. So he was like, "Okay, I guess I'll show up in the morning," and balled out. Game one, 3 tutties. And you're like, "All right, I don't know what else to do here." Kid's the real deal, man. He's fun.
I will press you here. You said you had a comp for him.
Yeah. I was kind of messing around. You kind of look at guys, body type, skill set, whatever. Like, who does he kind of remind you of? I'll throw you one that I think a lot of people won't initially come to, and it's Hakeem Nicks. Like, do you remember Hakeem Nicks out of North Carolina, first rounder? I think he went to the Giants out of the draft.
Yeah.
Long, athletic. They can go up and attack the football. He's a guy that's open even when he's not open. You know, he's maybe not the fastest wideout in the world, but he's a smooth athlete. He's a smooth operator in and out of his routes with an elite catch radius. That's who Tristan Keys reminds me of off the hoof. Maybe won't get to like 210 like Hakeem Nicks was at the combine, but I think Tristan Keys at like 202, 203, that's very similar to me in terms of the athletic and physical profile. So shout out Hakeem Nicks. I don't think a lot of people are throwing that name out there these days.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks like to me.
One guy I thought of, and a little bit lighter, probably not as tall. I can't think of the height weight off the top of my head. Maybe like a little bit more of a slimmer Mike Evans.
I don't hate that. The only thing with Mike is that Mike was like so tall. Like, Mike's like legit 6'5".
Okay.
And crazy long for being 6'5", but the body types are relatively similar. Like, Mike Evans is not a thick guy. Like, he is a leaner athlete for being 6'5", but his ability to get like in and out of breaks and attack the football with the catch radius, I don't hate that for Tristan Keys. Like, that's how they play the game.
And he was before his time with the, "F it, someone's down there" meme. Like, that's how Mike Evans was for Johnny Manziel.
He got Johnny Manziel a Heisman Trophy doing that shit. So, 100%, way ahead of his time. Hall of Famer, shout out Mike Evans.
Another guy that really flew up the board. And look, you were high on him last time we were on the show, and you talked about him as a guy that you said just kind of looks like an Ole Miss wideout. Jace Matthews, I mean, just a guy that has just been plugging away, working hard, and has earned a spot. He's up in, what, top 30? At this point,
so top 3 wideout.
Yeah, I mean, what was it about him that got him all the way up the board? After, I mean, I don't know if he was not ranked or he was just a 3-star, but I mean, all the way up, you know, potentially could be in contention for a 5-star.
Yeah, he went up. He was a 90 in our last update, so a low end 4-star. But I mean, this is a guy to me, Zach, that like, when you simplify the evaluation, this is what you want them to look like. You know, he's 6'2", 190 pounds with elite length. He's got a 6'10 wingspan and runs in the 4.5s in the 40 with over a 6-foot high jump. This past season, he went for 68 catches, 1,100 yards for 15 touchdowns, and he ran for 606 more tutties on the ground. I mean, this is a guy that's long as shit, can jump through the gym, also with a basketball background, by the way, can run fast and has great production. I mean, do we need to say anything more than that, right? Like, this is a guy that I think is going to be a true number one option at the next level and is someone that I think is going to dominate for quite some time.
You also mentioned that you had a comp for him. I'm interested because I can't peg him. I haven't thought about it too much, but he's kind of a tweener, but also kind of his own guy. But who do you think?
I feel good about this one. This one I feel more confident in than Knicks for Keys. Give me Brandon Ayuk. Like, it's okay. The explosiveness as the athlete. It's the ability to do damage with the ball in their hands. But it's also the way they can manipulate their body at the catch point from a play style and athletic profile. I think these guys are borderline identical.
Okay. I don't know about...
People will work with Brandon. Ayuk was a JUCO guy.
Yeah.
That's a Charles Power special, man. Shout out to JUCO Insider. But, like, that's one of those guys where, like, Charles even remember, like, Charles was watching Brandon Ayuk coming out of junior college and was like, oh, this guy's a no-brainer. Like, this is a guy that is a plug-and-play option. And it's the ability with the ball in their hands that makes them such immediate impact type of guys. You can scheme touches for this dude, and he's going to be a problem. And that's only half the skill set. Like, this guy's such a problem in the air. He's a problem running routes. He's got a great body type. He's got the top end speed. I mean, this is a guy that can walk in and compete immediately.
Yeah. One that just popped in my head, he's not as tall as Matthews. And a little bit thicker, but because of the running back skill set, very versatile, maybe a little like Isaiah Pacheco.
Like with the ball in his hands, I don't hate that from like a, if you're talking pure like running style as a like after the catch guy, that's the mindset that these guys play with where like they're going to run through a dude's face. They are not scared of that. They have the body type, they have the physicality, and he wants the smoke. Like, Jace Matthews wants all the smoke. So I don't hate the thought process on that at all.
Yeah. Obviously, Pacheco's a running back.
Right.
And,
but it's the mentality. That's what it's about. It's the mentality.
Yeah, a lot. Very, very aggressive. A little more grit that you would, you know, come to expect from a wideout.
A wideout. 100%. Yep. Exactly.
Staying at the position and in Mississippi, Jaden Cration, I hand up. Didn't know he existed until the rankings came out. another guy, you know, it's kind of, you know, death taxes in Mississippi putting out wide receivers. But just another guy that, you know, out of Canton, right outside of Jackson, big physical guy, all the way up to 175. So, guys, starting to add some offers, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU. He's getting some people's attention now, but how did he just kind of come out of nowhere in this latest update?
Yeah, and you know, Jaden Cration's definitely one where it's more of a projection for sure at the receiver position, because you look at the production last year for a guy that's 6'2 plus, 180 plus pounds, and he's explosive. I mean, he's got a 6'2 high jump. He's nearly a 22-foot long jumper, and you go, you know, how does this guy only catch 32 balls last year? And then you dive into it and you go, oh, 32 catches for 739 yards, which is around 23 yards a catch, which is crazy. And then you notice that 16 of those 32 catches were touchdowns. And you go, okay, well, half his catches are tutties. So that's, I guess that works. So we're sort of hoping that with more volume and more opportunities as a senior, you'll get a better idea for what kind of pass catcher he truly is. And what his skill set will develop to look like. But we definitely love what we've seen so far up to this point. It's just a matter of getting a bigger sample size and figuring out what this guy's play style is as a receiver, because we really like the physical tools and the athletic tools, and the production is good for the limited sample size. We just want to see some consistency and get a better idea of what this guy's skill set is going to turn into.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what he see how his senior year goes, especially like summer, like getting out in camps and competing.
Totally agree.
The best, yeah, because you know a guy that you know we haven't seen a lot, and
yeah,
you know I haven't checked up on Canton High School's recent success, but it's not known for being a football school. That's one to keep an eye on. All right, last but certainly not least, he's one of the top targets on the board for Ole Miss. Texas guy, big offensive lineman, Felix Ojo. Ole Miss is in there. He's got, I believe, 5 OVs planned, and Ole Miss is right there in it. We know about the connections that the Ole Miss staff has to the state of Texas with Randall Joyner, Alex Brown. So they've been in it for, I feel like, the better part of like a year, year and a half. So they're plugging away. They get the OV, but he's somebody that's really solidified his spot as one of the top offensive linemen in this class. But what have you seen from him and you know, tape in person?
Yeah, I mean, I had the pleasure of seeing Felix Ojo work out at Under Armour Dallas last, I guess that was a week or so ago, and the kid is undeniably dominant. Like, the thing that I've been telling people about that performance was that I felt like Felix Ojo was fighting in a different weight class than everyone else. You know, like, it was that evident that he was clearly that much better than everyone else at the event. The other, I'll throw a nugget to KJ Edwards. I felt like those were the two guys, the running back out of Carthage. There were two guys at that Under Armour Dallas camp that you're like, oh, these two are clearly different than everybody else in attendance. But it really does start with the eye test. You know, this is a guy that's a legit 6'6", 280, 285 pounds with a 6'10 wingspan, and he looks like a million bucks. I mean, he's going to put on 35 pounds and look like a superhero. Like, the physical gifts are extremely special, but he also plays with such good balance and hand usage that he's rarely caught off of his spot. And I will say, I think he has some lower body stiffness to him. Michael Fasusi, one of our top tackles in the 25 cycle last year, was sort of the same way. But the twitch and the raw power and the strength, he's got room to get even more powerful to make up for his lack of ideal bend and flexibility. This is a kid that I think, gosh, as early as like year 2 at the college level, could end up looking like an absolute freakazoid. So I think this guy's ceiling is genuinely like non-existent. It's through the roof. He's got like top 10 pick potential. It's just about how he maintains his athletic ability as he adds mass. So, and personally, I believe that he will be able to do it, no issue. I just have to see it, right? We're still guessing, right? We're still making an educated guess. But, oh, man, Zach, I can't tell you how good that kid was on the eye test, man. Like, the junior tape was good, and he was physical, and he was mean, but you were like, oh, I don't know what the body really looks like. I want to see him kind of work out and function in person. At the All-American, at Under Armour, not only Under Armour Dallas, but at the, I think he was at the Navy All-American. I don't remember if it was Navy or Under Armour. I get him mixed up, but dude, that kid was a problem. Like, he's going to be awfully good.
Yeah. Cody Belair, national scout for On3. You can follow him on Twitter. And then also, you know, obviously stay locked in at omspirit.com. We've got tons of rankings content up. You can follow the On3 Recruits Twitter account. You can follow them on the website, on3.com. But appreciate Cody coming on, as always, breaking it down for us. For all the Ole Miss fans and people like me that you know, I'm not a scout, so it's good to get your thoughts. And we'll do it again soon. As look, it's just getting underway. I mean, dead period's almost up. It'll be March next week, and then camp and visit season, baby. It's gonna be fun.
I appreciate you as always, Zach. Man, it's always a treat on here.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you coming on the flagship. Thanks, everybody, tuning in, whether you're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate it. If you're on YouTube, you know, go ahead and smash that like button and all that good stuff. Stay locked in, omspirit.com. Tons of stuff coming up. We've got baseball going. Softball's got a brand spanking new stadium that looks dope. We've got recruiting, and then, of course, basketball. March Madness is around the corner. So stay locked in with us at omspirit.com. For Cody, I am Zach. This has been the flagship. Until next time, we out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.